Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
If you made a New Year's resolution this time last year, but you didn't keep it, you're not alone. Sometimes, you know, anecdotally speaking, I don't always do so good with my New Year's resolutions, which is why I try and keep them pretty simple. And there's no enforcement mechanism, so I don't beat myself up if I don't keep it. But the whole point of the resolution is to keep it. We're on a mission here, folks. We're doing self-improvement. We're doing harm reduction. So to join us on the line right now to help us keep our New Year's resolutions is Allison Phillips. Allison Phillips is a professor of psychology at The Iowa State University and director of the Healthy Habits Lab. Professor Phillips, welcome to the show and good morning to you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Why do so many New Year's resolutions fail? How can people set themselves up for success?
Yeah, changing our behavior is quite difficult. And as I like what you said to start, we are trying to improve ourselves. So I think resolutions are still very important. And there's lots of things we can do to improve how we do those. So if you'd like me to go through those tips, I can do that now.
Let them rip.
All right. So you have to pick something that's a behavior that you can focus on rather than an outcome of behavior. So a lot of people resolve, I'm going to lose 20 pounds or something, which is an outcome. And that's maybe sometimes what people need for health. But what our resolutions should be is something we can actually do. So pick a behavior that will help you get to that outcome. It has to be something that's enjoyable or we will give up sooner rather than later. And as you said, we want to keep these for good. And so it should be enjoyable, right? Because you want to keep it for good. And then to make it a habit, you have to do it in a consistent time so that you come to expect that thing. For example, exercise is often what people resolve to do. So I'll use that as a good example. Pick a consistent time that it can fit in your schedule. And sometimes that's what takes some work, right? But for example, I exercise last thing I do before picking up kids at the end of the day. And so maybe that's at 3 o'clock. If they get out early, maybe it's at 5. So it doesn't have to be a specific time, but just a regular part of your day. And then it becomes the default and you expect it. And if it doesn't happen for some reason, you miss it. And so you kind of have to make what you're resolving be a part of your life and an enjoyable one at that.
Yeah. Okay. Great. So this is pretty straightforward. I like the go for the behavior and not the outcome. So instead of I'm going to lose 20 pounds, you say I'm going to go to the gym 3 times a week, or I'm going to get 10,000 steps every day, or whatever. Let's talk a bit, Professor, about how social support systems can be a factor here. Like you rely on your family and friends. Maybe you got an accountability buddy, something like that. What can people do here?
Absolutely. So when I say the behavior has to be enjoyable, that might not be possible for some people, especially if it's something like exercise or you're really, really changing things around, like you're changing your diet and giving up something that you really love. It might seem less enjoyable, but there are other ways we can make it enjoyable. And that's where social support, I think, comes in a lot of the time. If we do things with other people, then it becomes enjoyable. The social aspect is actually what is enjoyable about it. So do an exercise class with a friend or change your diet with a loved one. And that's also important if the people around you might be the barriers to changing behavior in the first place. So if your family is eating a whole bag of potato chips at night and you want to stop doing that, you have to involve them. You have to involve them anyways, but I like to think about it more positively that people can be what is rewarding about a behavior. So definitely utilize those friend groups when you can.
And when people fail at their resolution, how do they pick themselves back up again? If you think, oh, man, I really wanted to get to the gym 3 times a week or get my 10,000 steps, but I only got to the gym 1 time this week. What do you say to them after that?
I know. And you're right. That's terrible because then we lose confidence and we often just quit. But what I will say is very good news. One statistic specific to smoking cessation, quitting smoking, is The most successful quit attempts are on the third or fourth try. And this is because people learn something about themselves every time they fail. And so if you have the same resolution, you know, some people will say, you know, you failed last time. Why are you continuing to do this? It's because we learn every time. And I think it's a good thing that we don't give up. And maybe you just change it a little bit, maybe make it more enjoyable than it was before, or make your expectations a little bit more realistic to start with, because we know that some goals are just not attainable, and then, you know, you're just beating your head against a brick wall.
Yeah.
So pick something you can actually do, but don't give up. And so I would say, reflect on what did I learn about last time, and go easy on yourself, because everyone struggles with this.
Yeah, I think that's so important. You know, I often am telling people, like, hey, don't kick your own ass if you fail at something, or if it doesn't go the way you write. Don't pay twice. You know, it's you wouldn't treat your own best friend like that. You wouldn't talk that way to somebody in your family. So don't use your word against yourself in that way. We better stop here, Professor. We're out of time. My guest is Allison Phillips, Professor of Psychology at Iowa State University and Director of the Healthy Habits Lab. I think we helped some people today, Professor. Thanks again.
Thank you.